that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. All right, I am standing up, I am adjusting the microphone, and we are going to let it rip. All right, Oscar, tune us down there. Let's get ready to rock. You know, some of the things that have been out there today, we're going to talk about that now. For instance, one thing is that small business optimism is the highest since 2007. Well, it's got to be getting up there. Let's face it, things have been smoking in South Florida for quite some time now, and now it's going out and doing that in the rest of the country. The stock market continues to reach new highs just about every day, although it pulled back significantly today. And what that does is that creates an appearance of wealth out there in America. And people, hey, if you don't sell your stock, you haven't earned the money. So sell your stock if you need to feel wealthy today. You know, but as this goes up, and hey, let's not forget the home prices are starting to rise and have risen dramatically. In fact, this helps people feel better. And as they feel better, of course, small business is going to get more optimistic because people are going to buy. Let's talk about some of the other things that have been going on. Well, hey, it's May 15th today, and that means we're entering into the rainy season. If you couldn't tell, look outside your window. What comes next is hurricane season in 2 weeks. Oscar's making that poo-poo face, but Oscar, we got a place to go here inland in a high and dry area where we know they'll be stocked and ready to go with the hurricane things out there. But hey, some people don't have that. And if you're not ready for hurricane season, you better get ready. You know, it's been a whole bunch of years, 7, 8, 9 maybe even, before we really got smoked. I think it was 7 years when we had all those hurricanes come here at once. And if you're like me, you probably haven't bought batteries since then. So what I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks is I'm going to go check the batteries, make sure that all the stuff that I bought still works, make sure that I have all the plastic stuff needed. I got it all. Yeah, you know me. I'm really, really kind of overprepared, so it's all sitting in storage and has been for years in all these little plastic boxes. We're going to bring them out. We're going to see what's what. We're going to see what does work, what doesn't work. I'm going to make sure that my beautiful wife Vivian has everything she needs right at her fingertips, and then I'm going to put it away and pray to God that nothing ever happens, but we know that it's going to happen eventually, and when it does, make sure you've got enough gas, money, and water to get out of here if you possibly can, and if you can't, then make sure you got a place to go that's a little bit far away from you, that's your default evacuation or relocation place, and then just get ready to hunker down, because when the storm's out there and right after the storm has passed, shouldn't be out there on the road. Let the emergency vehicles and the displaced people run around. And hey, one other thing that I do want to bring up today is that more homes are beyond the reach of the middle class today than ever before. And let's talk about that from a South Florida perspective. All these condos that are being built on the ocean, unless you're a tourist or an out-of-town investor, if you're listening to me, those weren't built for you. They're built for somebody who's got all cash, who can help them bring in their huge downstroke and help them finance the building. If you heard in our previous sector, it's sort of like Pedro from Peru is trying to finance from Bob from Brooklyn. And, you know, it's a great model. It's working. My friends at all the big marketing firms and development companies, I saw Harvey Hernandez at breakfast today. Good for Harvey. Everybody's killing it right now. But they all ask me, when is the shoe going to drop on the condo market? And I go, heck, it may not ever drop. It may be that we go on this trajectory forever, that we have now become an international city like Mike Valdez Fowley. Did I say it right, Mike? I hope he didn't drive over the off the road that time, was talking about, and that maybe we've reached a permanent inflection point and it's only going to go up from here. But hey, you know, while we can't say that past results are predictors of future performance, one thing's for sure is that at some point things will take a little bit of a retreat. And when they do, some of these investors won't be able to achieve their projected rental returns on their unit. And don't kid yourself, a lot of these units are being built to lease to people like you. And if you can't afford to pay the rent and therefore their projections aren't reached, well, some of them may actually not be too happy. Now, that's not going to be for a few years. You still got a lot of deliveries that have to happen. And believe you me, they're not building enough condos to meet demand yet here from the locals. But if things get a little bit out of hand, to me, that'll be the orange flag that tells everybody, hey, something's up here. Now, something is going on in downtown that we should talk about, and that's the fact that they're building condos that have no parking garages. Now, they do have parking. You can rent some over at the city-owned garage across the street or around the corner. But this is happening. And why is it happening? It's happening because a lot of young people that are moving here don't want to use cars. And I got something to tell you, Mr. Analog. I live out there and don't know what's going on in downtown. You don't need a car to live in downtown anymore. You can walk from your place over on Brickell over to the Metro Rail, take the Metro Rail. Well, first of all, you can take one of these cars to go or whatever, the fractional car ownerships, and go do your grocery shopping or go with a bunch of friends or take the minivan from the building over there and do your food shopping. But when you want to go and go out on the town or go and go do some heavy durable goods shopping, you just hop on the Metro Rail, go down to Dadeland. Go over to Merrick Park. These places are right there. You can go and you can go to college. You can go to your university right on the Metro Rail. You can go to the airport now on the Metro Rail. And as they continue to build on that system, you can only hope that the government will hear our cries and get us a link across the bay to Miami Beach eventually. I saw Mayor Philip Levine trying to get that parcel over where you have, Burger King and... the little stuff you buy from your apartment. Anyway, over by Burger King, they were going to buy all that for tens of millions of dollars. Couldn't make the deal work. Pier 1 Imports, that's where it is. So you're going to see traffic continuing to be pinched over there by that Publix, and it'll still get tight over there, but they're going to build more condos over on Miami Beach, and they're building more in downtown. And hopefully they'll be able to link the two areas so that you won't have to take your car. You'll be able to take the People Mover or the lighter rail, I guess they're calling it Baylink. So well done to the guys on Miami Beach and down in the city of Miami that are trying to put that together. But please, don't spend my bayfront land on David Beckham or anybody else in the private interest groups. There's plenty of dry land that these guys can put their facility on. And you know what? If Major League Soccer doesn't want to come here unless it's a bayfront stadium, then you know what? Sayonara, and we'll see you. You know, we don't have to give people our most precious jewels just to invite them down here. You heard Mike earlier in the show talk about the fact that this is a maturing market and very mature. They can't ignore this market. So if they want to be here and they want to be successful, then let them build their stadium where most of us can get there. And that's over by the airport, over by FIU, over by Marlins Stadium. There's probably a dozen locations that don't require us to sell or lease them our bayfront land. Come back, because after the break, I'm going to talk about the two words that I heard today that made a powerful impact on me. Back after this, Mike, take us away.